All right. One more time, will you pray with me? Father, thank you again for this awesome day, and I pray that you would now bless our time together, that it would be glorifying to you, and that the encouragement and the words that spoken through my lips would be yours and not mine. Father, we're so humbled by you. We even thank you that we're able to come together today. I love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. How long were they working on this set? Since February or March? All I know is around that time I started coming here later, working on the pallet walls and in small group and things like that. And I walk in through this door, and there's a car out there. Sometimes there wasn't. It was even scarier. And walk in and start walking down this hallway, and I hear a little bit of rustling. There's no lights on in the sanctuary. Hear a little bit of rustling around. And so I start looking back here. I'm checking the doors, making sure they're all locked. And I'm going through the children's wing. You know, I'm like, maybe I should call somebody. I don't see anybody, no lights on, no music playing or anything. It's like end of February. And I get up to back here, this back hallway, and I hear some voices. So I'm looking around. God? No. Jesus? No. So I come through these doors back here up top. And there are the Dykstras, Greg, Donnell, Kyle, the crew. And they're building this boat. End of February, March, April, May. Second week of June, it's all down here. And I asked one of you, I don't remember who it was, they build that set every year? Yeah, they, every year. Thanks, Maddie. Every year they build the set. Is it always this big?
Yep.
Yep? It's always this big. Do they always work that long on it?
Yes.
It's a tradition, right? VBS is a tradition. Something Chet said to me this week really hit me. He said, tradition didn't build that set. Passion built that set. Hard work and dedication and knowing what we're doing this for, knowing how important the ministry that we have here, the children that we have here, the children in the neighborhood, the children that come, our grandchildren that come here, you know how important these people are? That's what built the set. That's what brought everybody together. That's why people were there here after work for 5 nights a row in a week. And some of us volunteered to cook meals for the rest of us. And they were here even earlier and even later. Tradition doesn't do that. Doing just because we do it every year doesn't do that. I was talking to Elizabeth Holloway. She goes, one year, I cooked the meal every single night. I bet you did. But it's not because you were asked to do it. It's because you volunteered. It's because you believe in this ministry. It's because you believe in this church and you believe in these children. It's what brought you here every night. It's what drove you to say, I'll take those two families. Anybody know ASL? I could use the help, but I'll do it anyway. I don't know if you caught it, but on Monday, when I was talking to you about those families, and I said, who's gonna take them? You said, I want to. I don't know if you caught that or not. I said, I want to take them. I said, you know ASL? No. And we don't have anybody for Monday, but we have them from Tuesday through Friday. And so Monday, you got the opportunity to speak to deaf children. You got the opportunity to try to communicate to them the message of the gospel and how important that is. And you're a teacher on summer break. In fact, a lot of you are teachers on summer break. Mrs. Shh, Mad Icky, or how she described her name, jumping around the upstairs in Kid Viz Cinema. Shh, Mad Icky is how she did it. It works. I'll never forget it. And I'll never forget that picture, that image in my head either. And I'll never forget how much character and how much personality each station had of its own. And I'll never forget how I said to Pastor Chet on Tuesday morning, and this is when he said to me, tradition didn't do this. When I said, man, all these people have been doing these same stations for so long. Have they always been like that? I said, yeah. They're always that cool. They're always, the people who lead them are always that animated. And they're always that way. If it was tradition that did that, if it was tradition that brought you guys here, if it was tradition that led you to be a crew leader, just because we always do it, they always need the help. We'd be doing this for 5 years and it would have stopped and we would have thought it was a great memory. But it's the willingness. It's the heart. It's the broken hearts. It's the fact that you understand that some of these kids' friends, some of these grandchildren will never, ever darken the doors of this church again. So you just hope and you just pray that while they're here, God gets them. And you just hope. And we prayed together that somehow, even for a moment, the Holy Spirit would show grace to that children, that child, that five-year-old, that two-year-old. And they'd be willing to make a commitment on Thursday to give their heart to God. When we raise our hands and we say, who's ready to pray this prayer with us? Who's ready to accept Jesus into our hearts? And all the hands go up. That's why we come here. That's why we do it. That's why we build the set. That's why we put so much effort into these songs and into the stations that we do. That's why there's so much stress that goes into it. It's not because it needs to get done. It's because we want it to get done. And we're willing to do anything for it. I knew that this was going to be church. This week was going to be church on Monday when I walked in. And the second song that played was Lighthouse. My Lighthouse. You know, my lighthouse, you know. I was at a camp a couple years ago, and it was a camp that ranged from, I want to say, like third and fourth graders to going into sophomore in college. And an old children's pastor I had, you know, we were pretty close, and I was helping with her ministry, and she said, you'd love this camp. You should come. So I went. It's in Lakeside, Ohio. Very beautiful place. Love Lakeside. And I was like, I'll spend a week at Lakeside any week of the year. I went to Lakeside, and it was just a Christian camp. And we spent some time in worship, and then we do like small group stuff and different activities and go back to small groups for a couple hours of the day. And basically it was just like a discipleship camp, basically. We got to get close together and minister to each other. And every morning and every evening we'd have a worship service. And there was a worship team that would come, and they had been worshiping together at this camp. A lot of these people had been going there since they were in third grade, all the way up to sophomore year in college. And it was my first year, and I was the newbie, didn't know anybody. First song they played was about a lighthouse. First song that morning was about a lighthouse. It's like, this is a pretty cool tune. I can kind of jam to this for 3 minutes. Next morning, second song they played was about a lighthouse. That evening, lighthouse. Next evening, lighthouse. Day after that, lighthouse, and you get the picture. Just about every other worship service, probably 3/4 of the worship service, lighthouse. And by the end of the week, we were all sick of it. By the end of the week, instead of going, you know, my lighthouse, it was kind of like, my lighthouse, my lighthouse, you know, kind of like on our phones, when's this going to end? And I remember that because I remember looking back at it and praying, you know, like, I hope this doesn't affect what I think of the song because it's a great message. It's a great message, and it's a personal message to me for many reasons. But I remember thinking about it and going, there's not a time in the year that I'm going to get to be the mentor to these third graders, these fourth graders, in the way that I was when I was standing around twiddling my thumbs, grumbling about Lighthouse. And there's not going to be a time in my life again where I'm going to get to be in that environment with those people of all these different ages, from third grade all the way up to, you know, 70 years old were some of the volunteers there that gave their weeks to come to Lakeside, Ohio to volunteer. And I remember walking in on Monday, this Monday, thinking it's happening again. Here's Lighthouse starting up. And this is my opportunity to worship. And this is our opportunity to glorify God in a way that is applicable, with a song that is applicable from ages 4 to 80. And these songs and this avenue of worship, whether it's giving your time or spending time, or just being a part of this ministry, being a camper at VBS, there's not many other times during the year that we got to come together and be a part of something like this together. And I was thinking to myself on Monday, this is the church. This is the church. And so, from the goofy dances to some of the prayer times that our groups, our crews got to have together, which were really deep, were really deep. This was an amazing week that you guys made possible. That you guys made possible. Not because you always do it or it's the way it's always been done, but because Jesus commissioned us not to let one of those kids, one of these little kids, go astray. And your passion and your fervor and your intensity for how strongly you guys believe that, even if you weren't able to attend, your prayer and your support and your encouragement throughout the year to make this possible does not go unnoticed. It does not go unnoticed. So well done, good and faithful servants, because this week was truly another miracle. And if that's the tradition that each year is another miracle, and that's a tradition that I want to be a part of for years and years to come. So thank you all so much, because it's just humbling that I got to even be in this building in the general proximity of what happened this week and what happened this morning and what happens throughout the year here at this place, because I wouldn't change a minute and a second of it for the world. So thank you, guys. Go ahead and pray with me. Father, we believe that we're the church, and we believe that this church is your church. And we believe that these children are not the church to come. We don't believe that this is the church of the next generation. We believe that the next generation is the church of now as well. And we believe with all of our hearts that we believe that you love us so much, and that by grace and mercy you allowed us to do something truly magnificent, not for us, not so we can say, look at the stage that we built, or look at the VBS that everybody should come to, but look at what God did. I'm humbled. We are humbled to be able to say that, look at what God did, and look, we got to see it. We saw it. We even got to help. So thank you. And we pray that not one of these kids would go astray, that all of these kids would take this week or VBS in the past or in the future and be able to hold that into their hearts so they never forget. Like I will never forget songs like Lighthouse or Don't Worry About a Thing. Or I Am. Because those are the moments and the seconds that we'll remember for the rest of our life, as moments and seconds that we remember your Holy Spirit in a place full of kids, in a room full of goofy adults trying their hardest to dance to these songs just to make us happy. And thank you, Father. We love you, and we pray that we would continue with this passion and this energy, not just throughout the day or the week, but through our walks with you. Because it is truly a blessing to be able to do this kind of stuff, the fun little things we get to do as Christians. We pray for more days like this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Normally, if you come to Hope on a weekly basis, and for those of you who do not, we usually end with discussion groups. So we start with breakfast, and we end with discussion groups. We'll get back around the tables. Some will go in here, that conference room. Some will go in the library. Right now, we're in an eight-week series where Michael Botta and Eli Richter are leading us through the history of the Alliance. But this week, we thought that we'd take just for VBS. And so we're not going to do discussion groups today. But we do encourage you guys to join us next week. We'll be doing the Alliance discussion group, and we're going through a Ravi Zacharias series as well as some sermon discussion questions. And we encourage you to come to those next week. But for right now, you guys are dismissed, and have a blessed Sunday.
In my wrestling, in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore. I won't fear what and see. My God's love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea.